Good morning, everyone. Welcome to A Voice of a People, live today here with Linda Sims on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app that you can find in your Play Store called TuneIn on any electronic device. And once you find it, please search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to ask any questions or make any comments. I guess I want to say, since I'm new to this hour, that a lot of my shows right now are call-ins, and that kind of ties up the lines. I'm going to try to get as far away from that as I possibly can, but right now, since I'm just starting and had to reschedule everyone and trying to find people to fit the spot, I do have another call in this afternoon. This is August the 11th, the 222nd day of the year, and there remains 143 days left in 2022. So I know everyone's probably already thinking about Thanksgiving and the family that they're going to invite, or who's going to travel where to enjoy Thanksgiving. And then we're looking at Christmas already, and people are already Christmas shopping. Not me. I'm not in a hurry for that. But I know a lot of people are, so thank God there's still time left in the year to get a lot of things done. So hopefully we govern ourselves accordingly. I do have a couple announcements. We will be having the 41st Popcorn Festival here in Marin, Ohio. It takes place September the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, which will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So mark your calendars for that. We also have Tunes at Paradise. This will take place in Caledonia, Ohio at 1536 Whetstone River Road, North Caledonia. And August the 13th at 5 p.m., which is this Saturday, La Costa Maze Trio, Light Rock Music, Rhythm and Blues, 70 hits. They will take place there. Hold on. I have a caller calling in. Hold on. Okay, here. Caller, you are on the air. Hello? 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 They'll just call back. Okay, let me finish that announcement. August the 20th, Marion Area Strings, George Schramm, conductor. August the 27th, the Bones of Cincinnatus, trombones and from Cincinnati, Ohio. Try it again. Hello?
Hey. You said call back 11:15?
That's okay.
Am I good?
You're good.
All right. First time I called in, I got the recording, so I wanted to make sure I was right.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Marie Celine Harrington is our guest again for this next hour. Marie was talking about she never thought that we'd be what considered a remnant in this time. Is that
right.
How we ended our last conversation, the last hour?
Right.
So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, what were you gonna say? You went so.
The remnant in the last days. And, you know, the Bible has always talked about that, that there will be a remnant. Because, you know, God has to separate the sheep from the goat, you know.
Right.
And the wheat from the tare. And maybe we never thought we'd live to see this day or be, like you said, in the midst of it, you know, where he's doing the separating. And that's exactly, I feel, that's going on in our culture, in our world, not just here, but all over the world. Things are shaping differently. How do you feel about that?
In honesty, I don't like it. I don't like it. But it's what's pulling the wheat from the tare.
Right.
It's what's, okay, what do you turn to when things are going insane? Do you turn to the insanity, or do you turn to the arms of Jesus? Do you try to keep your head on straight because you know that God is always going to be your covering? Or do you run the other way? Now, you and I can get deep easily because we've been in faith for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Linda, not everybody that's listening to us understands what we're talking about.
That's true.
So, I'd like to back up a little bit. When I was at that Kent Revival,
mm-hmm.
one of the young men that stood up and gave a fantastic teaching on the last day, and it was a day that was the miracle service day on a Saturday morning. And he brought in a small piece of carpeting, like 3 foot long, maybe 2.5 feet wide. Oh, maybe it was 5 feet long, but anyway, it was a small piece of carpeting. And he explained that this was a remnant of something that used to be so much larger.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at our churches today, some are big if they're getting their entertainment factor in, but how many stay behind when the Holy Spirit walks in the room and they're being saturated and being moved upon, and how many get up and leave? And this small piece of carpet that used to be a big part of that big piece of carpet was taken out for its own purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in the case of the church, is God's purpose. The remnant carpet he laid on the floor during the healing service. And he had everyone who needed a healing stand on that piece of carpet. And he said, there are going to be times when the remnant of the church is going to have to hold those that know God but are not deep in God. They're going to have to be dependable to know who God is and to be so full of who Jesus is that as they are filled, they're able to pour out to someone else. You see, we have priests and preachers and prophets and teachers, etc. But the fact of the matter is that every person that accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior and accepts the Holy Spirit into themselves is to minister, is to be a disciple of Christ, is to go out and talk to others about who Jesus is. And when they see people who are sad, people that are in need, they have to be willing to open their hearts to those people. And these days, everybody's so afraid of everybody else. That's why the devil's got us masking again. It's been proven that those masks don't do nothing for COVID. They stop nothing, and they're not going to stop monkeypox either. Monkeypox, it's been also proven by science. I'm not talking off my head. I'm talking about true science. It's been on every channel that they talk that this is only something that goes from somebody who has it, touching someone who doesn't, with and having saliva interaction. That's where it comes from. And we have to realize how easily we become indoctrinated and how easily people are manipulated because it's, well, if I don't do it, they're going to yell at me. If I don't do it, they're going to take this away. If I don't do it, you know what I'm saying here?
I do, but what about for your own satisfaction? You know, as you know, just to be, it's a way that I feel like I can be safe myself. You know, I mean, who wants monkeypox?
Nobody.
Where did that even come from?
The fact is, you know? Is that really helping you? That's my question.
It's helping me to know that it's out there,
that's
for sure. Yeah, it helps me to know that it's out there. And I guess it's up to me what I do as far as how to...
Are you leaning into Jesus, or are you leaning into a mask that's been proven it won't do any make any difference? The mask they proved actually hurt people's breathing apparatus more than it helped break people from getting COVID.
Well, you don't see too many people even masking right now. And yes, it does hinder your breathing. Yes, it does. It restricts it.
Right. And with children, it's caused major issues. And there's so many people who have had terrible experiences with having been attacked in one way or the other and having their faces covered or their mouths covered, that it is a terrible attack on their persons to make them wear things like this. And, you know, really, they claimed it was a helpful thing. They claimed this, they claimed that, but in the long run, we find out that as this sickness of COVID-19 has coming back in different ways, each time our bodies have had some antibodies built up, so it's not affecting us like it used to. Most of us, now you might feel like you got a headache. You might feel like you've got sinuses. You might get a slight cough. You might be a little more sleepy for a bit. But they're not getting whacked out, and they're not getting high temps.
So this has to do with the remnant?
Well, what this has got to do with is the fact that the remnant has got to recognize what is truth and what is not truth. And we have to stand for the truth. I know, we got to be careful. Bunny trails come real easy, don't they?
Yeah.
But with the remnant, the Lord God has pulled, I mean, and it doesn't make, those that are part of the remnant are people who love Christ, will continue to stand on his word, and help others meet him and know him through this time. That's the remnant, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because every day we're getting closer and closer to Christ's return.
Right. And so in order to be in that place, we must be full. And our hearts have got to be so full that it'll overflow. Because like in Matthew 12:34, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So if you're full of God, the things you're going to be speaking are of God, not words of, let's say, sickness and disease and discouragement and despair, but words of healing and words of life and of faith and of hope.
Oh yeah,
that will help those that are around us, and that's what the remnant is expected to do.
Yeah, we have to be the opposition. We have to be against, you know, what's out there, because we're looking at a different healer. We're looking at a different hope, you know, than somewhat medicine, but still, you know, we're supposed to draw attention to Christ and
right.
Not the things that are going on in the world, because these things are going to happen regardless whether we have control over them or whether we all understand what's going on. You know, it's already been written. There will be diseases and sicknesses, and all these things are going to happen, you know. And it's not the first time. They just evolve into something else over what we're looking at. Over 6,000 years. We're coming to a
right.
Culmination of 7,000 years, which is completion of creation and the return of Christ. So, and this has all come about because of sin.
Right.
This stuff that's going on, you know. But we can't control it. We just can't, because it's already written. We just
well, that's
don't know
true. We cannot
be.
Control it.
Yeah.
It is written. But we can petition to the Lord to slow it down and to cover us from certain things. And he said he would.
Yeah.
We know this. He's our healer.
Oh, yeah.
As well as our salvation.
Yes.
And our Savior. And, you know, like it said, put away from you the forward mouth and the perverse lips. Put them far from thee. That was Proverbs 4:24. In short, you're to speak the words of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start getting a sniffle or a sneeze or something hurts you, and this is something I'm working on for years and I ain't got it down pat yet, instead of panicking and thinking, oh no, I'm getting a cold. Oh no, this could be the COVID. Oh no, could it be monkeypox? Oh, my God, is that bite on my arm, is that the beginning of monkeypox, or is that from a mosquito?
What does monkeypox look like? Does it start like a bite, or what is that?
Now, my understanding is it's a format of a rash, but it's like a... I saw a picture of it somewhere. I think it looked more like an extension of what we would have called chicken pox, but they were larger. But, I mean, I really haven't paid much attention to it because I don't believe it'll touch me. In all honesty, the people who are of same-sex affairs
mm-hmm.
are the ones that are most apt to receive that.
Mm.
That's what the science says. It comes up in those groups of people. So, and they have to be careful. I mean, anybody has to be careful. But if you're in a relationship where your man is with another man, and yet you take him home with you, and you're with him, then you and the other man ended up having monkeypox, then you can expect to end up getting monkeypox too. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, like AIDS, but you know, they...
Yes, that's exactly it. It's passed the same way. It's passed the same way. So, but the point being, as the remnant, we need to learn to speak the truths of Christ and not our feelings. Ouch, does that hurt?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, see, when I told you my kid's sister, she's clean from her cancer for 10 years, minus 10 days, and they found that where her implant was for her breast on the outer part between the skin, there was a small, at the beginning it was a small bump and she found it, and then it got larger and larger, and she went and got it checked out, and sure enough, it was a cyst, and sure enough, it's cancer. So they come up with an idea what they're going to do, and they gave her one protocol. If they had done that protocol at that point, she would have harmed herself even more, because she felt by the Holy Spirit she had to go to another doctor, which she did. That doctor insisted on a certain test. She took it. That test showed she had something in her bones, which then meant she had to go for the PET scan, which is a much deeper, longer test showing whether or not you have cancer in your body, because it lights up, because I went through that with my husband, and it lights up. Sugars light up. Beware of sugar is all I can say. Sugars light up these places, and because it feeds off of sugars, and so the ends up she has multiple throughout on her skeleton now, and they are showing to be stage 4, and she never even realized she had any, and all of a sudden she has extreme body pain she never had before. And her one hip that's been bothering her on and off, they've got to biopsy it. Oh, my God, I'm so glad I'm not her. They have to biopsy that to see if it is the same type of cancer. Because if not, and they treat the other one the way they feel it needs to be treated, it can cause a different kind of problem.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, that's a part of our fallen world.
It is a part of our fallen world, but this is a young woman who serves God.
Oh, it doesn't
she
mean that we won't...
She serves Him in so many ways.
Yeah.
She has been so faithful through so many things, I cannot begin to tell you. My sister has been walking testimony, and that is the person that the devil is trying to take out. So we as a family, my sisters and I, praying full healing, believing for a miracle, believing that whatever they find is going to not only give her quality life and extended life, but a life in which she can serve Jesus in, continue her service.
Yes.
We will not let the devil take us.
Amen.
And yet, Linda, as you well know, when they told me, I did one of those Cologuard tests because I had been having lower stomach problems, so they gave me a Cologuard test because the doctor said, well, your last colonoscopy was beautiful. People, I'm sorry for talking about this kind of stuff online, but let's face it, we all go through it, and maybe this will help somebody. So I get the Cologuard test results back. What's it tell me? That I could have cancer and that I need to get my colonoscopy again. So Doc now has that test. He goes, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Now that letter said, number one, this could be cancer but may not be. Number two, it could be because you've had some bleeding. Number three, it could be because you have some polyps. Number four, which is the most common. Number four, your DNA could have changed.
Really?
I thought, how does my DNA change? So I looked that one up on the internet, and it does. It changes through age. It changes as you get different illnesses. Your DNA can be adjusted and changed, which is what, may I tell you, some of these experiments with the COVID were for. So I was scared. I had to wait 3 weeks to get the test. I had to wait 3 weeks for my colonoscopy. Meanwhile, I'm getting more and more bad news on my baby sister.
Right. And that's just that fear. That's that fear tactic.
And that fear begins to grow in you.
Yeah, you have to cast that down.
And you have to keep knocking it down, knocking it down.
Yes, you
but
do.
It was weird. Even though I had a slight fear, on the other hand, I had a peace.
Right.
And I have a peace about Kathy, too.
That's Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And so that's telling me, all right, so you're going to go through this. Ain't going to be pleasant, but you're going to be okay.
Right.
And when I went for the colonoscopy, the worst part was the cleanse on Monday. And then I went Tuesday and had that done. And he found one tiny, and he said it was tiny, polyp in there, and removed it. And for qualification, they have to send it for pathology.
Mm-hmm.
So the pathology report came back and said, it's a standard healthy polyp. You know, I mean,
nothing,
yes, praise be to God.
Yeah. All
thank
fear
you,
for
Jesus,
nothing.
For the protection. I'm sorry for all the times that I worried.
Yeah, we have to trust God more.
I have to repent so much for fear.
Yeah, we have to trust God more.
If I'm part of the remnant, I have to grow past fear.
Yes, yes.
How can I help someone else if I'm walking around scared? But yet, if you're scared, I can understand. I'm not going to judge you.
Right.
One thing you can't do is judge. You started to say?
That fear is something else. You do have to cast it down. Last time I took a mammogram, and every time I would go, they'd find something. I had to go back in and take 100 more. But, you know, this last time I went, I said, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to give it to you. I'm not going to worry about it. When I took it, they sent me my little paper back. It was perfect. I'm like, well, see, all that fear and you know, worrying before and all that, you know, I just had to give it to him because what can I do about it, right? And I think fear creates things. It creates these little things that they pick up.
I had the same issue, Linda, when I went for my mammogram. This is 2 years ago was the last one. I got to go for another one. And I'm standing there, and the girl comes back in. She's taking like a really long time, and the Lord started talking to me. He said, don't worry. No matter what they say, it isn't what they say. I know. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
inside. They sent me, they were so worried about it, they sent me into the sonogram room. And they ran another test on me. And it came back with, no, it ain't nothing. There's some kind of a thing where your breast, some of us have dense tissue, I forget what it's called. And because of that dense tissue is what they were actually seeing. And sometimes, to be honest with you, I think some of the people that read these things are in training. You know? But, that makes me somewhat fearful every time I have to go. And on the other hand, if there is something, I'm going to put it in God's hands, and I'm just going to say, take them off. I don't care. I've had my children. I don't need them anymore. Right. You know, my husband's gone.
That gets rid of a lot of worry.
I'm not out to catch a man. So
you what?
I'm not out to catch a man. So if they need to take them off, let them have them.
I don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, the devil is a liar. You have to remember that. We just can't believe everything he says, you know. And we have the right to cast down some of those things. Like, you know, I don't receive that. I don't have to receive that. I'm not going to, you know. And my body's not going to do this, and it's not going to do that. And I talk to my body. I try, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's because you're part of the remnant. You've got that down pat. You're good at that. And using the word to speak the word of God, that he's taken the stripes for our healing, that he's poured his blood out over us already for our salvation.
Right.
These things, I try to take communion every day, and that's not a braggart. I just do it because I feel like it's an infilling to help me get through and to ask my Jesus into me every day, because that's how I maintain my health. And that's not something everybody can do. But, you know, a cracker and a little bit of water can work. Because if God could turn that water into wine and you call it to be his blood, he'll turn it into his blood for you when it gets in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I used to do that every day, too.
And, yeah.
He said, by my stripes and my stripes
gives you a
alone.
Lift.
Yeah, it does give you a lift. But when I was doing that, you know, with, there was a one evangelist on, I think it was on TBN, and I used to watch him and do the communion with him every day, you know, for healing and stuff and, you know, cleansing of my body. And the Lord spoke to me one morning. He says, it's by my stripes and my stripes alone are you healed. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. You know what I mean? So I just really stopped, you know, and I don't really do it for that purpose, but everybody's different, you know. But he did really speak to me out loud and said, by my stripes, which is Isaiah 53, verse 5, you know.
Right.
So he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised. All those stripes he received across his back represents major, illnesses, sicknesses.
Right.
And things that branch down from it over the generations of time, and those stripes still work.
Well, I mean, for me, I'm doing it in remembrance
of him,
of his sacrifice for
yes.
me.
Yes,
yes. He's already done it.
Yes.
And as I'm speaking it, I'm thanking him for having already done it.
Absolutely.
And I'm just welcoming what he did into me. So it's not like, here, go back on that cross, Lord. My God, that would be terrible.
Oh, and he's not
come
gone.
Off the cross. He is triumphant.
Yeah, he's not going back there, that's for sure. He did that
no,
once for
he's
everybody.
No, he's triumphant. He's taking us to the promised land. He's building our mansions.
Yes.
You know, and I thank him for it. I thank him for it. I thank him for all that he wants to do for us. But we have to get that remnant of ourselves, the bit of our, I'm gonna take the remnant into another direction. Your person, as you receive God, as you receive the Holy Spirit, as you become baptized, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you move forward in the Lord, your human soul is still there the whole time, but it should be shrinking down into a smaller remnant of yourself. And the Holy Spirit's changes within you should show more of your being Christ-like.
Yeah, less of you and more of Christ.
Less of me, more of Him.
Yeah.
The less of me is a remnant of who I used to be.
Right. Just a very small part.
A very small part. And I have to continue to keep that shrinking. I'll never lose who I am in Christ because He made me to be who I am.
Oh, yeah.
But there's certain parts of who I am that acted differently in my past than I do now. And I have to be careful they don't come back up and begin to swell up again under the circumstance of what we have around us.
Yeah, and you know, that's the era that we are in with the great apostasy, which is a sign also of Christ's return, the last days, which we are in. People have turned away from Christ, and they are celebrating themselves and glorifying themselves, you know, lovers of themselves, like the Bible says. Men will become lovers of themselves, and it's all about me.
Linda?
Yes?
How much time do we have left yet?
15 minutes.
Can I ask you to hold the line a minute?
Yes, if you need me to, yes.
I need you to.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no, I don't. She hung up.
Okay.
Oh, it was my baby sister.
Well, we pray that everything is well with her, and God's got it in His hands.
I don't get to talk to her very often, and there's a lot going on. So
you want to hang up?
I mean, I hate to, but yes. You know, this is a case of where you're walking something with someone.
Yes.
And you want to be there for them, and that's part of being that remnant, as well as part of being family.
Okay.
And I take family very seriously, whether it be my church family or my personal family.
Well, you go ahead and take care of that, Marie. We thank you for your time and all that you have shared with us. And we're praying for your sister as well and lifting her up.
Thank you.
I hope next time
some people call and tell us what they're doing and what they're going through and help us through some of what we need to do.
And you know what? You need to be in here live to do that because they can't call in once the lines are tied up.
Okay.
So that's that.
Well, I guess somehow I'm going to have to get in that building, tell the boys.
Yes. Well, you take care.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Marie Harrington, we will be lifting up her sister in prayer and praying that all those things that are befalling on her from the doctors, what they're saying, and you know, cancer, people say, I hate cancer. I hate sickness. I hate pain. I do not like pain. And, you know, right now I just pray that the Lord, you know, touches people with His healing virtue. Lord, let it penetrate through our absolute beings, from our head to our toe, to the most intricate parts of our body. Let your healing virtue flow. Let your healing virtue heal, deliver, and set us free. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, the lines are open. If you want to call in and ask me any questions about some of the things that Marie talked about or my opinion about certain things, you know, which I do have one always, and I try to be the opposition. Not really against people, but I do have my own opinion, and hopefully their opinion and my opinion can mingle together and make sense and help other people to, you know, receive the truth of the matter. So, and I know there are a lot of things out there that keeps coming up, but see, these things have already been written in the Bible that these will be signs of the last time. Well, there's nothing new under the sun. So whatever's going on is not new. It may be new to us, but it's not new to God, you know. So He said, you know, the sun will rise and set until that day happens, you know. Seed time and harvest. Well, go along until that happens. So life will go on as it has been and will be. Now, this number again is 740-383-9944. And she did reach out and say, who's going through certain challenges in their life at this time? Health, mental challenges, you know, you basically can just call in. And like I said, I'm new to this time, and I'm going to get it together. We'll have more space for people to call in and ask questions to my guest. It will not stay this way like it is these past 2 days. So, thank you so very much for listening. And I hope it's not your last time. And hopefully something has been said that will make you want to come back and be a part of A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Okay, so spiritual tolerance cultivates innate wisdom. I'm going to give you that today. I was going to save it for another day, but why not, right? Why not? Since we are on this theme of things. And it goes like this. This is considered one of my thoughts for today. And I will give you this for the last 10 minutes. Spiritual tolerance cultivates innate wisdom. Tolerance is based on going beyond the superficial things that divide us. It's the result of turning within and coming to know the self. If I can deal with my own ego, then my own anger can be resolved. This goes a long way in resolving external issues too. With my own ego out of the way, I will be able to handle anything. Otherwise, it's just the same old thing. You versus me, yours versus mine, and etc. Intolerance. If I'm unselfish and honest in my heart and am concerned about others' needs, then I will be full enough to give. When you know the self in this way, then you can know others. I should be understood changes to I should understand. Not they should change, but I will give what's needed. Patience, peace, and maturity develop. Spiritual tolerance cultivates innate wisdom. The kind you get. Oh, the kind you cannot get from books. Innate. Okay. These are things that are inside. Innate means inborn, natural, existing in, belonging to, determined by factors present in an individual from birth. So some things, you know, we're just born with. Innate wisdom. Just think, God cares so much about us and loves us so much. He gives us a certain amount of wisdom. A measure of faith is measured to every man. We all have a measure of faith. And it may be the same measure. And I think I kind of touched on that yesterday. Okay, also innate wisdom originating in or derived from the mind or the constitution of the intellect rather than from experience. Boy. Are we evolving into these creatures that have wisdom of God already in us, or we read His Word to get more wisdom? You know, I have a guest that comes, Tim Jones, and this young man, he bathes in Proverbs and Ecclesiastics and just wisdom, you know, young man, but he can really take an idea or just a sentence you may ask him and he'll run it out to you like, wow, okay, I never thought of it that way, but it's just God has blessed him with wisdom. And that was one of the things, you know, King Solomon asked for after he had to be king. He was chosen by God to be king after his father David expired. And he says, I just want wisdom to know how to govern and rule so great of a people, Lord God, your people. You know, I just don't want to go in here and even rule like my father or my past forefathers. I want to have your wisdom of how to do this. And that's what we need today is wisdom. No matter what's going on out there in that world. Because things are going to come. Things are going to go. We had AIDS. Now we have monkeypox. And I don't know what we had. You know, we have STDs out there. We have COVID out there. We have the flu out there. We just have colds out there. You know, we have broken bones and we have cancer going on out there. These things are not going to stop. But if we get some wisdom of the Lord and not be so fearful and trust God with our lives and trust God with our children and grandchildren's lives and trust God with this world. Because fear-based people are just fearful and intimidated. And according to the scriptures, we will not inherit heaven if we're going to be fearful and doubting. We just can't turn ourselves over to fear. And that may be easier said than done. And I'm a witness to that. But remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear, nor of intimidation, but one of power and of love and of a sound mind. Because just because they say, okay, this is what we see. Well, you know, no, the devil is a liar. I do not receive that. Lord God, I trust you. I trust your love for me. I believe you love me that much that this is not true. And the devil is just trying to trick me into fear. Not only fear, but confusion. You know, that has been one of the biggest components. Or not even component. Yeah, I can say component in reality. When COVID came on the scene, you know, it was like not just, we were fearful. We were confused. And God is not the author of confusion. He just is not. If we have a sound mind, we are not confused. And we have to be so, so careful what we internalize and accept. We don't have to accept anything. You just do not. And I think that was some of what Marie was trying to get across, you know, because I just wanted to bring out to her and those of you who are listening, we cannot control this world and what's happening and what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. But we can trust the Creator, okay? We can trust Him. And He didn't tell us that we're going to just slide through this world and be perfect in our health and perfect in our sight and nothing's really going to happen to us because we live in a fallen world. And that was because of sin. And that originated from Adam and Eve being disobedient. And we are the recipients of their sin, born in a sin nature. So we're not free from anything, really. That's why we do get sick. That's why some of us do get cancer. No matter how we serve the Lord, no matter how we can fixate in our mind that we love Him and that we have given Him our entire selves and we're doing all we can to serve Him and to please Him. That does not make us not, it doesn't make us better than anyone else. Because of the world we live in. Many people, we have patriots that have died of cancer and different things, you know, physical disease and heart attacks and things like that. And some just go to sleep. I know that. But we're not free from getting sick because we serve God. We're just not. And a lot of people get upset with God, you know, when a loved one goes and they think that this person has really done all that they could do for God. And what, how can God take that person? Well, He's sovereign. He can do what He wants, when He wants, how He wants. You know, He's a creator. He holds life and death in the power of His hands, not our hands. And He has His reasons. You can't question, you can question God, but you don't understand His ways. He said, "My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." They're not the same. So we cannot understand God, nor how He do things or why He does certain things. I just know that we live in a sin-fallen world and affects us all in some type of way. And that's not going to stop until Jesus splits the sky in half and returns. But thank you. Hopefully something was said to help you during this hour. Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. And don't let this be your last time listening. We will have many great guests coming on. You will be able to call and ask questions. And I'm looking forward to meeting each and every one of you who are regular call-ins. I'm so excited about it. So I'm going to leave that avenue open for you so we can meet on the phone. And hopefully, you know, you'll be a big supporter of mine. I love you. I've been on the air for 8 years, and it would not have been for God's grace and the people that have listened to my show and enjoyed it and still listen.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something?